Time to talk Troy basketball here on our Locker Room Chats. Justin Fluke with you, joined now by head coach Derek Jasper. The Lady Trojans are 6-7 on the season. They've played three games since last time we've spoke. A couple of those wins and then a tight loss against Centralia last night. But last Wednesday, coach, you beat Mariel Mount Academy on the road, 47-32. And then a double overtime win at Washington County, 62-60. So two great road wins. At that point, you'd won three in a row and had to be feeling really good the way that last week ended.
Yeah, we're playing some good basketball, two road wins. Mar Hill was actually ranked number 8 in Class 2A at the time we played them. Had only lost the one game to Riverside. So a really good team, and they didn't shoot the ball probably as well as they normally do, but we went down there and won by 15, a great game. Harper had 23, but Tracy Graywell hit four big three-pointers in that game, kind of stretched us out every time they were kind of getting on Harper. Gracie would hit a big three. She had 13 in the game. So nice compliment there. And then Washington County had beat us earlier in the year in the TBL tournament consolation side. So nice way to get some satisfaction there. A double overtime win at Washington County where three of our starters, including Harper, fouled out. So a really gutty win and a confidence win for the rest of our players that were in there. Allie Franken had a nice game there with 9 points and 15 rebounds to kind of help Harper out, who had 26 in that game. So probably not a great game defensively for us, giving up 60, even though it was in double overtime. Washington County had 22 offensive rebounds, but still just a gutty road win in double overtime, an exciting game. So two good road wins for us there.
Yeah, I mean, on the road and with players fouling out and, you know, a game you had lost earlier this season. So what does it tell you, I guess, about the grit of this team and how can they maybe use that with some closer games when they come back into play here later this season?
Yeah, it was very important, I thought. You know, we have Harper on the floor 100% of the time. And when she fouled out, you know, I love to see our other girls come in and have to do some of the things that she normally does and make good plays for us. And that's just going to help us down the road, not only this year, but next year, and some of our other players being able to step up. And like I said, a very gritty win out there, a tough win, probably not a great, cleanly played game, but, you know, 62 points for us on offense is very good, and we're scoring the ball a little bit better.
Ended up falling last night to Centralia, but a heck of a game. This was pretty close. The final score 47-41, but had leads, had opportunities in this game. What did you feel like ended up kind of being the difference in the loss?
Hey, yeah, man, we played well, played hard. Such an intense and really physical ball game here at Troy, a Twin Valley League game. You know, they won our Twin Valley League tournament, which is probably harder than winning a state tournament, and they ended up moving up in the rankings to number 3. So, you know, we were motivated to see what we could do, playing a very good basketball team, and had a lead at the end of the first quarter, had a lead at halftime, had a lead at the end of the third quarter, and even had a one-point lead with 2 minutes to go, and just couldn't finish the job. Owen Dieters hit a half-court shot at the end of the third quarter. There was a big momentum boost for them, and then Owen Dieters also kind of controlled the game on both ends in the fourth quarter. She, with her, you know, her IQ on the basketball court is so good. She's able to draw a foul. She got to the foul line, and then defensively she jumped a couple of our set plays because, you know, just of her smarts on the basketball floor. But she ends up with 23, and Harper had 23 for us. Two of the better players in our league, two of the best players probably in the state, didn't disappoint on that game last night. And Carly Grable had a good game for us, 8 rebounds, a couple block shots, and 3 points. So kind of nice to see somebody else step up. But, man, our intensity was so good, and if we could bring that kind of energy and juice to every game, we could win a lot more games this year.
You have just one game here in the next week, no game next Tuesday, but this Friday night you host Lynn, and kind of like Washington County avenging a loss from earlier this season, it looks like that's what you're trying to do against Lynn here, right?
Yeah, I played them in the TVL tournament one of those days when it was snowing, and had a late game, and well, we jumped out to a great lead in that game, if I remember correctly. Hadn't had any practice time, but then they just clawed their way back, and they made some threes, and then they've got an all-league post player on the inside who gave us fits, and we're going to have to do a better job on her, keeping her off the glass and trying to keep her point total down. I think she had like 20 points and 12 rebounds against us last time, so certainly something we can focus on. We should get two nice days of practice today and tomorrow to get ready for our Queen of Courts game against Lynn, and hopefully our kids will be able to avenge, you know, another one of our losses, but it won't be easy, you know, it never is in our league.
All right. Best of luck on Friday. Coach, as always, thanks for your time.
Appreciate it, Justin. Thanks.
Derek Jasper, head coach of the Troy girls. Our Trojan locker room chats will continue after this timeout.